Thanks so much for listening. My name's Trenna. This is Grit Because. And if you're a fan of the Fit Cat Few, this ties in as well. And the topic today, not much fun to consider, but something that is very important to reflect on, and that is someone trying to leave a domestic violent situation. And if you're fortunate to never be in that circumstance, it's not really something that can be at the forefront of your mind. It's not something to think, maybe I should have an escape plan one day. But it is imperative that it is out there, and it is very important that people are making sure the resources are necessary. Maybe you've heard of Harmony House. That is a place where people can go to get out of a situation, but there's got to be a next step, and that is where the rebound comes into play. Christina Ford shared a little bit about the background and a fundraiser that they are doing to help out our community.
The Rebound Foundation was started by me and my husband, Dana Ford, back in about 2015, and we started the foundation because we wanted to do something about domestic violence. We both had experienced it in our families and me personally, and we just knew that something needed to be done. And so from that, it just led to a vision, really, that we were supposed to do transitional housing, some kind of housing for women. So through research, we realized that housing is an unmet need in the domestic violence community. There are shelters out there, but there's just not a lot of things set up after that for transitional housing. And so we said, okay, this is what we're supposed to do. And so we started raising funds for it, and we moved here in about 7 or 8 months ago, and already have now opened up our first transitional home, which houses women as they leave Harmony House and they go into permanent housing. And so that's pretty much always been our vision, and we're just happy that we get to see that now. We're very thankful that we get to offer this in the Springfield community.
Well, thank you for thinking of us. And what kind of support do you need? Volunteers? Are there events coming up?
We rely heavily on volunteers and donors. That's the only way we kind of are able to keep going. And so we really encourage people. Right now, we are new, so we don't have lots of volunteer opportunities. However, we do have a fundraiser that is our annual fundraiser that's coming up on February 10th. It will be at the JQH Arena during the Missouri State-Illinois State game. That's a 3 p.m. game. And so during that game, we will be not only raising awareness for domestic violence, but we will also be raising funds to house our women through our transitional housing. And so one of the best ways for us right now that you can help is either by volunteering for that event in some kind of way. We will have a sign-up sheet or some kind of volunteer contact form posted on our website within the next week. If they want to go on there, our website is www.thereboundfound.org. They can find that contact form on there, or they can also, if they wanted to make a donation, they can also find that on our website and donate to the game. It's called our Rebound Challenge game.
So how does that work?
During that game, we ask supporters to pledge a monetary amount per rebound that the guys make. And so if you want to pledge $1 per rebound and the guys make 35 rebounds, then you've donated $35. So it's pretty simple to sign up. And again, that is pretty much the best way that we could use help right now.
What's it like for you when you come face to face with these victims?
Now that I've met our women and I know who, you know, we're placing in our first home, I realize even more how much of a need it is. If we didn't have this service, I really don't know where they would go. And from meeting them and hearing their stories, it's just they really did not have a next step. And so it's really made me aware and made me even more passionate about the situation, because where would they go? In Springfield, Missouri and Greene County, they have some of the highest numbers of domestic violence in the state of Missouri. And my motto, I really believe that a lot of these women, you know, sometimes they have to go back to their abuser or they get in those situations again. I really believe with our motto of transitional housing and our program that we have in place, I really truly believe our women will be set up for success and won't go back to that abusive lifestyle.
Can you explain a little bit how the program works? How do they get to you?
So we have created a great partnership with Harmony House. They've been amazing. We get our women straight from Harmony House. That's the relationship that we have, because we want women who've already gone through the shelter process and are just really needing that next step. And so if women were needing assistance and needing housing, they would contact their Harmony House case manager to set that up.
Thank you, Christina Ford, for the efforts you are making in our community. If you would like to support The Rebound, we'll put some links up for you at gritbecause.com. I'm Trina Wilcox. Thanks for listening.